Hey, Deshaun, I know teams like to groom young quarterbacks slowly. Do you think you can come out of this camp as the starter?
That's a good question for Coach Jackson. obviously I've gotten a lot of work with the ones, and I'm truly, privileged to have that opportunity to go out there with some veteran guys to try to develop myself. And, I'm just trying to control what I can control. And right now I'm not really set my goals to be a starter at a certain time. I just continue to learn as fast as I can and, allow Coach Jackson to make the decisions he needs to make.
Has the comfort level for you gone as quickly as you had hoped?
Absolutely. I've quickly learned from this past OTA season, and then having a break, coming back and having an opportunity to, learn from some of the mistakes that I was able to have in that OTA time, and now coming back after a month off of training, how quickly, you can develop. And I'm pretty comfortable with install one, and then we'll continue to try to, build off of that going into install two today.
At the end of minicamp, you said that I'm not even in the same league as these guys. When I come back, though, I expect to compete. Are you at that point?
Once again, I think that's another question to ask Coach Jackson. If you want to consider, this competition between the three of us, something that's open for the starting spot. This is something where I once again need to learn. This is a completely different situation than OTAs. It's a completely different vibe. There's people around. You got the fans out here making it more of a game vibe. That's all new to me. So as long as I continue to learn with that and continue to match the speed that the game is at, hopefully I can be in a position where one day, Coach Jackson can answer that question as a yes. I'm capable to be a starter.
What did you do between the end of mini camp and the start of training camp here to make this?
So I went out and worked with Tom House. There's quite a few guys who have played in Coach Jackson's systems who go out there and spend time with them. So I thought it was a no-brainer to go out and spend time with the guys who have taught guys to have success with Coach Jackson's system, and learned quite a bit about myself and some of the biomechanics behind being a good thrower, as well as the right mental process that you need to have to continue to have success within something under Coach Jackson.
So what's it like to train under Tom House? Can you kind of give us a quick, like a Cliff Notes version of what do you do out there with him?
It's all about making sure that you're getting good ground first production to get the ball out with good accuracy, with good speed, and understanding who you are as a passer and everything that goes into throwing. If I can go up there and preach it all, he wouldn't be Tom House, because everyone would be able to go out and do it. But there's so much that he knows when it comes to throwing and the biomechanics of throwing that allows us to be more accurate, be more consistent, and have the velocity needed to be a good quarterback.
How long did you do this? Was it weeks?
I was out there for 5 weeks. We're out in Orange County doing a little sports performance training with the guys at Proactive, as well as going and throwing the ball 4 times a week with Tom House.
Did you get to pick the brains of anybody, other NFL quarterbacks?
Absolutely. There's quite a few guys there. Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Blake Bortles, Cody was there with me. So we were able to share some notes and the things that allowed those guys to have success. But more importantly, I was able to kind of be a fly on the wall to guys who have had a lot of success. Matt Ryan's a guy who obviously is MVP and is shown that he's heading in the right direction to be a great quarterback. And some of the things that he does within his workouts, I like to emulate myself. He's a guy who's all about quality over quantity and takes every rep seriously. And that seriousness is what allows him to have success, and something that I will continue to have, hopefully, within my workouts to lead to some success that he's had.
Hey, Deshaun, I know you're looking long-term and you want to have a long career. How disappointed will you be if you don't win this job in this camp?
It's hard to be disappointed in something that's not in my hands. I've always been told to control what you can control. And right now, the only thing I can control is my attitude and my effort to, becoming a better quarterback. This league is one where quarterbacks typically don't find success until, 3-4 years in. And you see most of the greats who've been out there have had someone in front of them who've led them into that position. If that's where my path takes me, I'd be more than happy to take it on and learn from someone in front of me who does become a starter. But if my path leads to me playing, right away, then that's something where I'm going to have to continue to try to find another way of learning from the guys around me. But once again, it's out of my hands. I can't really focus in on that.
Is there a detriment to being rushed in as a starter before you're ready?
I think so. But I think that this program in particular has been through that situation so many times that I think they have a good idea of when a quarterback is ready to go out there. And I think that my preparation habits in the last or my the way that they've, you know, thrown me to the fire in the last couple months has been one that has allowed me to grow quickly and to become comfortable pretty fast. So, you know, once again, it's out of my hands, and I look forward to just trying to play well when my time does come.
Another thing you said at the end of minicamp was that you intended to catch up with the playbook in the 6 weeks after minicamp.
Yeah.
Did you do that, and you feel totally with it mentally?
This conversation I'm having with you now versus the one we had first day at minicamp, completely different. You know, yeah, I've spent some time with it, getting the verbiage down, understanding some of the whys and the hows within our playbook. And, you know, the more time I have with it, the more I'll be able to understand it. You know, Cody's a guy who started eight games last year, and the way that he commands a huddle and is able to, you know, go up there and communicate the right way and get the guys into the right play consistently is something that I look forward to doing. I just obviously want to, you know, speed that up and get to that understanding as fast as I possibly can. So that time spent in this offseason was something that led to that a little more.
How did you do it? I mean, did you do anything like in the past, you know, guys have had, you know, their wives reciting, you know, things to them or whatever. How did you learn the terminology of your playbook?
Well, you know, I was able to hang out with Cody for 5 weeks, 4 weeks, so we were still talking in the same language that I was talking with here. A lot of guys, when they go train, they remove themselves completely from their playbook and focus on the fundamentals. But, you know, being with a guy, a quarterback who's also in my room, we were able to continue to talk in that language, which was able to, you know, help me out a lot. And quite frankly, I mean, I think everyone saw me yesterday. It's as many reps as you can possibly get. So I'd like to pretend as if I'm in the huddle. If this is a huddle right now, I want to be able to communicate precisely to all you guys. And that's something that I continue to try to do.
Yeah, so speaking of that, yesterday out on the field, kind of walking through stuff on your own. I mean, how often do you do that? I mean, do you do that in your hotel room? Is that like a constant routine, or is that just, you know?
It's always happening. It's always happening. I just saw yesterday as a good example or a good opportunity for me to be on the field with, you know, some people still around and still having a little pressure on me to still be able to say things precisely. You know, I'll continue to potentially do that in the future if I do feel the need to you know, that I need to continue to say those plays and direct people the right way. But I think also that time after, I'm able to go and also get the reps that I wasn't able to get. You know, you're limited to reps when you're in the beginning of training camp. There's four guys who are taking reps, so out of 12 plays, you're only getting four. So if I can go out there and accurately communicate the plays that I wasn't in on, it gives you a little more confidence going into the next day, because you're most likely you're going to end up getting one of those plays you didn't get the day before.
Who's tougher on quarterbacks, Coach Kelly or Coach Jackson?
Completely different style of coaching. They're both pretty tough. They both have high standards. You know, the college game and NFL game is completely different. There's a lot more responsibility within the NFL. But I think it's they're very similar in the sense that their standards are very high, but very different in their style of coaching.
When you look at, you mentioned how some quarterbacks need 3 or 4 years before they really find their groove. But then you find yourself looking at a guy like Dak last year, comes in and has instant success, was drafted lower than you were. Think, you know, I might be able to have that kind of start to my career?
Yeah, you know, once again, as I said, there's multiple ways of getting there. I think that the average is to have a couple years before you, but I think that obviously the situation, the coaching staff, the people around you play into that. And I think that this is an awesome environment to learn and to develop. You know, Coach Jackson's had a lot of success with quarterbacks and developing quarterbacks, and to have, you know, the veteran offensive line and some of the best within that locker room that we have, it's a great opportunity for me to learn as much as I can to hopefully have some success early if that time does come.
You know Prescott or Wentz, either of them well enough you would have talked to them.
I do not.
How much has Cody kind of helped you out? And I wanted to say to you, you know, this is the guy you're competing with, but you know, he's out there working with you and kind of almost coaching you.
Well, it's as much as I hate to say it, USC guy's helping me. It's been well. You know, our relationship has developed very quickly. This guy is very similar to me in the way that he thinks and the way that he goes about the game, and we've been able to help each other out a lot. I think that not only Cody, but Brock and Kevin, our quarterback room is one that is very open to conversation, and it's something that's helped me out quite a bit. I know that there's a lot of guys who tell horror stories of the competitiveness that happens within the quarterback room that doesn't allow them to, you know, develop each other into the guy who's going to step out there and play. And that's one that I'm not experiencing now. You know, there's great questions coming from everyone. There's great tidbits coming from everyone. Experiences with Peyton Manning, with Brock, you know, experiences being in Cleveland with Cody, also experiences, oh, I apologize there, also experiences with Kevin and his ability. He played last year as well. So that all kind of goes into one. And hopefully the guy who does step out will represent the whole room.
Him a USC guy couldn't get into Notre Dame.
You know, when he's out that way, he can stay out that way.
When were you in L.A., by the way?
I was in Orange County since the weekend that we left from rookie minicamp up until a week before we got here.